From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A key Senate committee has signed off on President Obama's budget blueprint, setting the stage for debate on the $3.6 trillion spending package sometime next week. Approval by the Senate Budget Committee sets up what is likely to be a showdown between backers of the plan and those lawmakers unhappy over the large deficits it contains. Over on the House side today, GOP lawmakers released their response to the budget, including a promise to simplify the tax code and cut income tax rates to 10% for those making less than $100,000 a year. Lawmakers also promised to cut domestic spending below current levels. President Obama tomorrow will unveil his new strategy for Afghanistan. Officials say it includes even more U.S. troops to provide training for Afghan forces and more civilian experts to help rebuild the war-torn country. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The president has already announced that he'll send 17,000 American troops to Afghanistan. Tomorrow at the White House, Mr. Obama is expected to say he'll send another 4,000 U.S. soldiers to help train the Afghan security forces. Pentagon sources tell NPR those trainers will come from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, and they'll head over sometime this summer. American commanders in Afghanistan hope to double the size of the Afghan Army to 134,000 by 2011. The president will also say he's sending hundreds more civilian government experts to help rebuild Afghanistan, and will ask NATO countries to do the same. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A couple of new initiatives announced by Vice President Joe Biden are aimed at helping to get the lagging economy moving again. The Vice President said today that individuals who receive disability or Social Security will be getting a one-time payment of $250, something the Vice President said will pump $13 billion into the U.S. economy. Biden also said state and local governments are set to begin receiving grants to weatherize government buildings. General Motors says 7,500 union workers accepted a special buyout offer. That's about 12% of the automaker's remaining hourly workers. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
In 2006, 34,000 hourly GM workers took buyouts, followed by another 19,000 in 2008. This time, 7,500 workers took the buyout, even though it was less generous than previous offers. Richard Block is a professor of labor and industrial relations at Michigan State University. He says the offer would be most attractive to older workers near retirement, and it came after months of speculation about GM's survival.
That uncertainty also may have encouraged some people to get out with something, as opposed to perhaps getting out with nothing.
GM must reduce the size of its workforce as one of the conditions for getting more federal loans. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
You'd have to go a long way to find mortgage rates as low as they are right now. Freddie Mac says in its latest survey, the interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate loan fell to 4.85%. That's the lowest level on record. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 174 points. The Nasdaq gained 58 points. This is NPR. Somali pirates are reported to have hijacked two European-owned tankers within 24 hours of one another, what is being described as the highest-profile strike since foreign navies began patrolling the area's busy sea lanes. The first vessel, a 9,000-ton Greek-owned ship with a crew of 19, was 450 miles east of Somalia's south coast when it was taken over. Officials say the second ship, a 23,000-ton Norwegian-owned vessel, was seized 250 miles off the coast. Somali pirate gangs demanding millions in payments have become a growing problem. New York musician Manny Oquendo has died. The 78-year-old percussionist died after suffering a heart attack Wednesday night in New York. That's according to his record producer. Manny Oquendo was a behind-the-scenes musician influential to the development of the sound of Latin music. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Manny Oquendo played timbales. Just as a drummer sets the pace for a jazz big band, the job of a timbalero in a typical Afro-Cuban band is to play intricate parts along with the congas and bongos to create a seamless wall of rhythm. What Manny Oquendo did was make it sound easy. Manny Oquendo started his career in the late 1940s as a sideman with many of the great Latin band leaders, became a leader in 1974 with his own band, Orquesta Libre, which he led until his death. Manny Oquendo's recordings, his improvisations, and his encyclopedic knowledge of Afro-Cuban music influenced a whole generation of percussionists worldwide. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Crude oil prices were up $1.58 a barrel to close at $54.34 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.